ماشي بيشوف تايمر يعني بيشوف فاهم يعني شو يعني صح صح اللي يمكن شافه عشان يقول لي صح اللي هو شافه يعني فاتح بلانس ليش كان في مونتي سمول فايز
اللهم خطط.
Strong. Praise the living Jesus. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your mercy and love toward us. Thank you for your strength that is working in us. Thank you for your power that is helping us. Thank you for all that you have done for us. Thank you for all that you are doing for us right now. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We also thank you for great things you will do very shortly for us. Blessed be your holy name. Thank you for solving our problems. Thank you for giving us breakthroughs in many areas of our life. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for drawing us closer to yourself. Thank you for revealing more of yourself to us personally. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for controlling every situation in our life to align with your will and purposes for us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for doing mighty miracles in our lives, in our environment, in our situation, so that we can praise you, so that your name can be praised. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. We thank you for destroying the works of darkness that are rising against us. Thank you for subduing the works of darkness and the powers of darkness under our feet. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. We are here this midnight to pray, to worship you, to praise you, and to call upon your name with faith. I ask that you hear us from your throne tonight as we pray. In Jesus' name, let us receive your thoughts. Let us receive your intervention. Let us receive blessing from you in Jesus' name. We don't want to pray in vain. Do not allow us to pray in vain. Guide us to pray correctly in Jesus' name. And as we pray, answer all our prayers so that our joy can be full and so that we can celebrate and be celebrated. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for we know you're going to do more than we have asked. In Jesus' mighty name, we are free. Amen. Amen. I welcome you to the Lord's presence. We're going to sing worship songs now before we start praying with prayer points. Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna. Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. God lift up your name, God lift up your name, lift up your name with a heart full of praise, with a heart full of praise, be exalted, O Lord, our God. Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna, King of glory. Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. God lift up your name, God lift up your name, we lift you up with a heart full of praise, with a heart full of praise, be exalted, O Lord, our God. Hosanna in the highest. O Lord, our God, how excellent is your name in all the earth. How excellent is your name, O Lord, O Lord, our God. How excellent is your name in all the earth. How excellent is your name. Thou art worthy. Thou art worthy, O Lord, worthy
to receive glory, honor, and power. All thou art created, all things, and for thy pleasure they are, and were created. Glory, honor, power and majesty, they unto you, our Lord. Glory and honor, glory, honor, power and majesty, be unto you, our Lord. Take me deeper, deeper in love with you. Jesus, hold me close in your embrace. Take me deeper. Take me deeper. Deeper than I've ever been before. I just want to love you more and more. How I long to be deeper in love. Take me deeper. Take me deeper. Deeper in love with you. Jesus, hold me close in your embrace. Take me deeper, deeper than I've ever been before. I just want to love you more and more. Oh, I long to be deeper in love. Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord, my Father. Dear is the shoulder of turning within. Thou changest not thy compassion. They feel not. As thou hast been, thou forever will be. O great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, I have provided. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Just as I am without one plea,
Bodha, thy blood was shed for me, and that you bid me come to thee, O Lamb of God, I saw. I come just as I am, just as I am, without one plea. Bodha, thy blood was shed for me, and that you bid me come to thee, O Lamb of God, I come. I come. We give glory to the Lord, He reigns. We give glory to the Lord, He reigns. He reigns, He reigns, He reigns. We give glory to the Lord, He reigns. We give glory to the Lord, He reigns. We give glory to the Lord, He reigns. He reigns, He reigns, He reigns. We give glory to the Lord, He reigns. I will enter His gate with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter His court with praise. I will say, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice, for He has made me glad. Hallelujah, He has made me glad. I am so glad. I will rejoice, for He has made me glad. I will enter, I will enter His gate with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter His court with praise, and I will say, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice, for He has made me glad. Hallelujah, He has made me glad. I am so glad. I will rejoice, for He has made me glad.
All the glory must be to the Lord. For Him is worthy of our praise, worthy of our praise. No man on earth should give glory to Himself. All the glory must be I just want to be with you.
Great are you, Lord, greatly to be praised, greatly to be praised. Father, you reign, Father, you reign. Great are you, Lord, greatly to be praised. Greatly to be praised. He's greatly to be praised. Father, you reign. Father, you reign. Great are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord. Greatly to be praised. Greatly to be praised. Father, you reign. Father, you reign. Great are you, Lord. Greatly to be praised. You are greatly to be praised. Father, you reign. Father, you reign, great are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord. Great and mighty is our God. Great are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord. All power belongs to you. Great are you, Lord. You are the King of the universe. Great are you, Lord. Great is our God, great are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord. Mighty man in battle, great are you, Lord. King of glory, great are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord. We praise you. We praise you, oh Lord. We praise you. We praise you, oh Lord. In our lives, we've seen what you are doing. One more time, we lift our voice in praise of your name. We lift our voice in praise of your name. God, you reign forever. God, you reign forever. God, you reign forever. We worship you. We worship you, Lord. We worship you. God, you reign forever.
God, you reign forever. God, you reign forever. We worship you, King of glory. We worship you.
God, you reign forever.
God, you reign forever.
You reign.
God, you reign forever. Oh, we worship you. Each day to day, we worship you. We praise you,
Jehovah. We praise you,
Jehovah. We praise you. We praise your name. We praise your name. Jehovah, we praise you.
Jehovah, we praise you.
Jehovah, we praise you.
Ancient of Days, we praise you.
Jehovah, we praise you, Yahweh. We praise your name. We praise your name. Jehovah, we praise you. We praise your name. We praise your name. Jehovah, we praise you.
Begin to worship and bless his name. Glorify and adore him. Magnify him. Praise him for who he is. From the depth of your heart, praise him. With the whole of your heart, praise him. Worship him. Worship him. He is the Lord who is strong and mighty. He is the Lord who is mighty in battles. He is the Most High God, the beginning and the ending, the first and the last, the Alpha and Omega, the one who was and is and is to come. Worship him. It controls times and seasons. It controls every situation. It makes difficult things easy. It makes impossible things possible. Praise him. He is highly exalted far above the heavens and the earth, far above time, far above every creature, far above principalities and power. He is highly exalted far above all his enemies. Blessed be your holy name. Heaven is your throne, and the earth is your footstool. Blessed be your holy name. Blessed be your holy name. We praise you, Father. We praise you, Father. We praise you, Father. We worship you. You are higher than the highest. Stronger than the strongest. You are wiser than the wisest. You are better than the best. You are the Almighty God. You are the Almighty God. And there is nothing you cannot do. You are able to bring things out of nothing. You're able to do great and mighty works. Great and mighty miracles. Blessed be your holy name. You give strength to the weak. You give hope to the hopeless. We worship you, Father. You give power to the powerless. You give life to the dead. Reviver to the dying. Blessed be your holy name. We worship you, Lord. You speak and your words come to pass. We praise you, Father. We are so confident in you and in your word, for you cannot fail, you cannot change, you have never failed, you remain the same forever. You are Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, the same today, and the same forever. We praise you, Father. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, we have given him worship and praises. Amen. You are going to thank him with this prayer. You can say, thank you, Lord, for your help that you have released into my life. Thank you for helping me in my helplessness. Thank you. Open your mouth and begin to thank you. Thank you, Father, for your help that you have released into my life. Thank you, Father. Thank you for your help that I have received in my life, in my career, in my calling, in my destiny. Thank you for your help that I have received. And I always receive. Thank you, Father. Thank you for not allowing me to be stranded of your help. For every time I need help, you always come to help me. You always come to my rescue. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given you thanks. Amen. Yes, begin to thank you. Begin to say thank you, Lord, for preserving my going out and coming in. Thank you for keeping me safe and secured when I go out of the house and when I come back inside. And I come back to the house, open your mouth and begin to thank him. Say thank you, Father, for always preserving my going out and coming in. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Continue to thank him. Continue to thank him. Thank you for always preserving my going out and coming in. Thank you for making me to have safe journey every time. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for not allowing me to be involved in any form of accident or disaster. Thank you for not allowing me to be involved in any form of casualties. Thank you for not allowing me to be involved in any form of problems that would haunt my life. Thank you for preserving me on a daily basis. Thank you, Father. Even while I am in the house, you are preserving me. While I am on the road, you are preserving me. While on the street, you are preserving me. While I am in the city, in the marketplaces, you are preserving me. Thank you for your preservation that is upon my life. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. And lastly, you're going to thank him. You're going to say, thank you, Lord, for making me stronger than my weaknesses and my enemies. Thank you for making me stronger than my weaknesses and than my enemies. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Begin to thank him. Continue to thank him. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you for making me stronger than my weaknesses. Thank you for making me stronger than my enemies. Thank you for making me stronger than the powers and forces of darkness. Thank you for making me stronger than sicknesses and diseases. Thank you for making me stronger than the forces of witchcraft. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for your strength that is working in me. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. And then you're going to pray. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, move in my life in your power and solve every problem that have appeared unsolvable, every problem that have appeared unsolvable. Lord Jesus, move in my life now and solve them. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Continue to pray. So Lord Jesus, move in my life in your power and solve every problem that appears unsolvable. Solve every problem that appears unsolvable. Solve them now in the name of Jesus. Solve them now in the name of Jesus. Move now, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we are prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, purge my spirit, soul, and body. And heal me of every infirmity, whether they are showing in my body now or they are not showing. Yeah, because there could be a health problem in your body and then you are not aware because it has not manifested yet. Yeah, so you're going to say, Lord Jesus, touch my spirit, soul, and body, and heal me of every infirmity and sicknesses, whether they are showing now or they have not yet shown themselves. Open your mouth and pray like that. Begin to pray like that. The Lord Jesus, lay your hand upon me, heal my spirit, soul, and body of every sickness and disease. Heal my spirit, soul, and body of every sickness and disease and infirmity right now in the name of Jesus. Heal me right now. If you may have to get humbleness to heal me right now. In the name of Jesus. Lord Jesus, touch my spirit, soul, and body. and uproot every infirmity and sicknesses and diseases and damages right now. Uproot them now. Heal me completely. Heal me completely in my spirit. Heal me completely in my soul. Heal me completely in my body. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, you are healed. Amen. You're still going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, touch me now and deliver me from every activity of darkness. Touch me now. Deliver me from every captivity of darkness. Deliver my spirit. Deliver my soul. Deliver my body of every captivity of darkness. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Place your right hand on your head. Say, Lord Jesus, touch me now. Touch my spirit, soul, and body. And deliver me. Deliver me. Deliver me. Deliver me from every captivity. Deliver me now from powers of darkness that are stronger than I am. Deliver me from principalities that are oppressing my life. Deliver me from all the works of darkness that are tormenting my life. Deliver me now, Lord Jesus. Pull me out of every captivity of darkness. Pull me out of every captivity of darkness. In the name of Jesus. Continue to pray like that. Say, Lord Jesus, touch me right now. Touch me right now. Touch me right now. Pull me out of every realm of darkness that have captured me. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah, you're going to pray. Yeah, you may not place your right hand on your right hand on your head for this particular prayer point. Yeah, and if you still feel like to do it, no problem. This is the prayer point. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the power of God deliver my destiny from captivities of darkness that does not want it to be fulfilled. You're going to say, let the power of God deliver my destiny from satanic captivities that does not want my destiny to be fulfilled. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Let the power of God deliver my destiny. Let the power of God deliver my calling. Let the power of God deliver my destiny from every captivity of darkness that don't want it to be fulfilled. Right now, in the name of Jesus, continue to pray. Continue to pray like that. Let the power of God deliver my destiny from captivities of darkness that do not want it fulfilled in the earth. Let the power of God deliver my calling from captivities of darkness that do not want it fulfilled in the earth. Your calling is the same as your purpose, your divine purpose. So continue to pray like that. Say, in the name of Jesus, let the power of God pull out my destiny, pull out my calling from every captivity of darkness that does not want it fulfilled in the end. Right now, in the name of Jesus, let the power of God rescue my destiny. Let the power of God deliver my destiny. Let the power of the resurrection of Jesus rescue my destiny. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. Every creature created by God has their glories. Because God is the King of glory, therefore His creatures, they are also creatures of glory. Everything God created, they were created with glory from the beginning, including this earth, including everything you see around you. They were created with glory. Everything was alive from the beginning. Even the animals, they were alive. So meaning that even the animals were not created to die. That's what I mean by the animals were alive from the beginning. Even the plants were not created to die. Everything was created by God with glories. Until man fell into sin, then the glory began to leave. The fallen angels, they stole almost everything from man and from the earth. They stole almost everything from us. In fact, whatever we still have, whatever life we still have, or glory, it is because God did not allow them to take what is left. They wanted to take everything from us. I mean the fallen angels. And even now, they still want to take everything. That is why Satan is fighting humanity. He just wants to take everything that we have. He wants to take this earth from us. He wants to take our bodies from us. So I want you to pray that God will deliver the glory of your life, the glory of your destiny from the captivity of darkness, that God will release the glory of your life into manifestation. You're going to say, Father, with your mighty hand, release the glory of my creation, the glory of my life, the glory of my destiny into manifestation right now. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Yeah. If you really care about yourself, you will pray this prayer very seriously. Pray. Say, Father, with your mighty hand, release the glory of my creation, the glory of my destiny, the glory of my calling into manifestation. Deliver my glory from the realms of darkness that I've captured in. Deliver my glory now. Deliver the glory of my life. Release the glory of my life. Release the glory of my calling. Release the glory of my destiny into manifestation. Release the glory of my calling and destiny from the captivities of witchcraft, from the captivities of demons, from the captivities of ancestral covenant, ancestral curses, ancestral curses. Release the glory of my calling and destiny from the captivity of Satan, from the captivity of principalities. Release the glory of my calling and destiny into manifestation right now. Right now, right now. I believe you're praying. Geshene has the lag levala. Neshendeshendevala. Nahasuishtala. Release the glory of my destiny into manifestation right now. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're still going to pray. Whenever we preach that you should not commit sin, we are actually trying to help you. Yeah, whenever we preach and teach that you should repent of all sins and stop committing sin, we're actually trying to help you. Yeah, because sin is what we allow Satan to steal your glory. Yeah, sin is what opens the door for the enemy to come and steal your glory. Yeah, for instance, there are some young men whose glory have been stolen by Satan. Yeah, because they had sex. They had sexual intercourse with a woman with possessed, who have been possessed with Satan or with demons. Yeah, and from the day they had sex with that person, they lost the glory of their lives and destiny. Yeah, and the same thing applies to women, because Satan also have men who are working for him, just the way he has women working for him. He also have men working for him. Yeah, so some of these people whose glories have been stolen, they are still praying now for recovery of that glory, and it has not happened. I mean, they are still doing a lot of fastings and prayers right now as I'm talking to you, and yet they have not yet succeeded in recovering the glory that was stolen. Yeah. So if we say don't sin, it is for your own good. Yeah, because there are some damages that sin will cause that may not be reversible. There are consequences of sin that are irreversible. Of course, there are some that the mercy of God can reverse, but some may not reverse. Yeah, especially when you know that what I'm about to do is a sin, and you still go ahead to commit the sin. Yeah, so you're going to pray that God will deliver you from everything that are meant to take away your glory forever. Yeah, you're going to say, Father, deliver me from everything that is stealing my glory, healing my glory. Deliver me now from the sins. Do not allow me continue in such sin. Deliver me from committing such sin. Or open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Father, deliver me from every sin that is stealing my glory. Every sin that is stealing my glory, deliver me from them. It's not only sexual sins. There are all kinds of sins that will open the door for Satan to come and take your glory away. So begin to pray. Begin to pray. Some people with unforgiveness, they have unforgiving attitude. Some people, they have anger or uncontrollable anger. Some people, it is bitterness. Some people, it is greed. Yeah. A lot of things will open the door for Satan to come and take your glory away. I'll begin to say, Father, deliver me from every sin that is stealing my glory, that is stealing my glory. Every sin that I've come to take away the glory of my life and destiny. Every sin that I've come to make me live a wasted life on earth. To make me live wasted years on earth. Father, deliver me from those things forever. In the name of Jesus, do not allow sin to enslave me. Do not allow sin to enslave me. Do not allow sin to enslave my spirit. Do not allow sin to enslave my soul. Do not allow sin enslave my body. Do not allow sin enslave my emotions. Do not allow sin enslave my mind. Father, deliver me from sin. in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Yeah, some people have asked questions like, how do I manifest the glory of God? Or most times they will say, how do I manifest my glory? The glory God has given me from creation, from the day I was born. Yeah, they would say, how do I manifest that glory? How do that glory shine? Yeah, to manifest your glory is to manifest God. That is, you know, in other words, is to let God manifest himself through your life. Yeah. Remember the Bible says that God cannot share his glory with any man. Yeah. So if God gives you a glory, that glory is not for yourself. Self-promotion. That glory is not to promote you, to promote yourself. That glory is to glorify God. So if God gives you a glory, the glory is not to glorify you or to glorify yourself. The glory is to glorify God himself. Yeah. The glory is to glorify God. Yeah. So to manifest the glory that God has given you is to let God glorify himself through your life. As God glorifies himself through your life, then your glory will also shine at the same time. I believe you understand. As God glorify himself from within you, so also your glory will shine at the same time. But if you are so full of yourself and you are living for yourself, that glory that God has put in you will not manifest. So the key to manifesting the glory God has put inside of you is to be dead to self, is to be selfless, is to surrender all your life to surrender all your life to Jesus. That is how God's glory will shine forth, or that is how your glory will shine forth. So which means our glory is the same as God's glory. Because we are not meant to live for ourselves. We are meant to live for God. I pray that God will give you more understanding. So you're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Father, fill me with grace to live and lead a selfless life, so that the glory you have planted in me from birth can rise and shine. I'm going to repeat the prayer point again. You're going to raise up your right hand and you're going to say, Father, fill me with grace to live and lead a selfless life. To live and lead a selfless life, so that the glory you have planted in me from creation will rise and shine. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. begin to pray like that. Nejunia hashte langetabala. Nesto zashte neste legara. Ambashtana hasu vieshtela. Continue to pray. Continue to pray. The Father filled with grace to live and lead his selfless life, so that your glory in me can rise and shine, so that your glory in my calling, in my career, in my talent, in my skills, in my spiritual gift, so that your glory in me can rise and shine, so that your glory in my destiny can rise and shine. Fill me with grace to live and lead a selfless life. Fill me with grace to stop living for myself. Fill me with grace to stop living for my own ambitions, to stop living to fulfill my ambitions. Fill me with grace to live for you. Fill me with grace to live all my life for you, so that your glory in me can shine. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Let me show you something in the scriptures. I want to show you a prayer that Jesus prayed to confirm what I have said. Yeah, there was a place where Jesus was saying that God should glorify him so that he can glorify God. Yeah, I want to bring up that verse. Okay. The one that I saw is not really okay. I think I've seen the verse. John 17. John 17 verse 1. That is where the verse is. John 17 verse 1. This word spake Jesus and lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour is come. Glorify thy Son, that thy Son also may glorify thee. Say, glorify thy Son, that thy Son also may glorify thee. yeah, so he was asking God to glorify him, yeah, because he had that glory with God in heaven before he came into the world. So he was asking God to glorify him with the glory he had with him. Yeah, so obviously that glory was not yet manifested. Yeah, though Jesus was working miracles, yeah, but all of that is nothing to be compared with the glory that he had with God in heaven. Yeah, but then Jesus included the condition. Yeah, the condition for that glorification. And the condition is that thy Son may also glorify thee. Or let me read it. Yeah, as it is. Yeah, the condition was that thy Son also may glorify thee. Yeah, so if you are not going to glorify God, God is not not going to glorify him. If you will not glorify God, God will not glorify you. So Jesus knows the rules. Yeah. He knows the rules for glorification. Yeah, because he had been with God since eternity and he will be with him for eternity. So he knows the rules. That was why he said, God, you do this in me, and I will glorify you. So you're going to pray. Yeah. There's a lot God wants to do in your life, but the question God is asking is, will you glorify me? Yeah. If God gives you a glimpse of or let me say, if God allow a glimpse of his glory to manifest in your life or through your life, or a fragment of his glory, will you not mess up? Yeah, if God give you some very huge blessing or huge promotion, will you not still mess up the way you have been messing up? Yeah, will you not fail him? Yeah, will you glorify him? Yeah, so you're going to pray this prayer with sincerity of heart. You're going to say, Father, I have made up my mind to glorify you in the end. Release your glory that is in me into manifestation. You're going to say, Father, I have made up my mind to glorify you in the head. Therefore, release your glory that is in me into manifestation. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. begin to pray like that. Je ne hasta bala. Ne hede je tele balasda. Nia fa juste negesda. Be justa la da hasta bala. Be father, I am determined in my soul to glorify you in the head. Therefore, release your glory that is in me into manifestation. Release your glory that is in my spirit, your glory that is in my soul and body. Release your glory that is in my calling and destiny into manifestation. Release your glory that is in my ministry into manifestation. Release your glory now. Continue to pray like that. The glory of God is already inside of us, waiting to be released. Pray that you will release your glory, which is also His glory. Pray that you will release His glory that is in your life. Pray, pray, pray. Say, Father, I have purposed in my heart to glorify you in the earth, to glorify your name forever in the earth, to glorify your word, to glorify your kingdom forever in the head. Therefore, release your glory that is in me into manifestation. Release your glory that is in my life into manifestation. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are free. Amen. Amen. Yeah, we are still praying. Yeah, you see, of all the things that Jesus did in the head, yeah, there were just three that, you know, that are, most important, if I can use that word. Yeah, just three were the most important of all the things Jesus did when he came in form of a man into the head. Number one was allowing himself to be born by a human being and allowing himself to come in the human form. I mean, allowing himself to be born by a human, and to put on the human flesh and blood. Number two is allowing himself to be crucified. Allowing himself to be crucified on the cross. Yeah, that is number two. And number three is resurrection. Yeah, is resurrection. Resurrecting from the grave. Yeah. And in fact, of all those three things, the greatest of all those three things is resurrection. That was the greatest of the three things that I have mentioned. The fact that you rose again from the dead. My point is that some things may be happening in your life that looks like God's glory. Yeah, but maybe there is still one particular thing that is yet to happen. Yeah, because Jesus did mighty miracles. Yeah, but that was not, and that was glorious. He did miracles and those were glorious. But that was not the highest form of glory that was to be revealed through his life. The highest level of glory that was to be revealed through Jesus is his resurrection. Yeah, that was the highest level of glory that was to be revealed through Jesus. Yeah, his resurrection. Yeah, but a lot of things happened in his life that were glorious. Yeah, but they were not as glorious as the resurrection. Yeah, so my point is, some things may be happening in your life, and then you feel like, oh, thank God I have this blessing. Oh, thank God I'm doing well. Yeah, but what if there is still one thing that needs to happen that really confirm that your destiny is being fulfilled, that will confirm to heaven that your destiny is being fulfilled? What if there is one very important event that have not yet happened in your life? And until that happens, you can't really say that you are fulfilled in your calling and destiny. So you're going to pray. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Father, by your mercy, let that one event that needs to happen in my life, that needs to happen to my life, to confirm the fulfillment of my calling and destiny in the end. Father, let that event happen now. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Begin to pray like that. Say, Father, let that one event that must happen in my life, that must happen to my life, for the greatness of your glory in my life to be revealed, for the highest level of your glory to be revealed in my life and through my life. Father, let that event happen now. Let the event happen now. I believe you're praying. I believe you're praying. Yeah. There are levels of glory. Yeah. There are levels of glory. And there is the highest point. The highest point in glory. Praise the Father, let that event, let that one event, that single event that must happen in my life for the greatness of your glory to be revealed in me and through me in the earth. Let that event happen now. In the name of Jesus, the situation, the event that must happen to me, that will lead to the manifestation of your highest glory, the manifestation of your highest glory in my life and through my life. Oh Lord, let that situation happen to me now. Let the event happen to me now. Let the event happen in my life now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, let us read that place again. John 17, verse 1. These words speak Jesus and lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour is come. Glorify thy Son, that thy Son also may glorify thee. So Jesus said, the hour is come. So I also believe that for many of you here, the hour is come. Yeah, though in this place, Jesus was already preparing to die. Yeah, but your own things, yeah, you are not going to die now. Yeah, you're not dying yet. Yeah, but there is a glory that needs to be revealed through your life. And I believe that the hour for that glory to be revealed, I believe that hour has come. I don't know if you believe, but I believe for you that the hour where the glory of God will be revealed from within your life, I believe that hour has come. So if you believe the same, I want you to pray with the whole of your heart. You're going to say, Father, do not let this hour pass until you have revealed your highest glory from the midst of my life. Say, Father, do not let this hour pass until you have revealed your highest glory from the midst of my life in the earth. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. In the realm of the spirit, an hour could mean this present hour that we are praying right now. And then an hour could also mean maybe a day or a week or a month, but pray that it will even happen in this very hour. It depends on how strong your faith is, how strong is your faith. Yeah, so begin to pray. Begin to pray. Say, Father, do not let this hour pass until you have revealed your highest glory in my life and through my life. Continue to pray like that. Say, Father, do not let this hour pass. Do not let this hour pass until you have revealed your highest glory from the midst of my life, from the midst of my spirit, from the midst of my soul, from the midst of my body, from the midst of my calling, from the midst of my ministry and destiny. Do not let this hour pass until your highest glory have risen from the midst of my life. In the name of Jesus, until your highest glory rises from the midst of my life, do not let this hour pass. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. I pray that this particular prayer point you have just prayed, I pray that God will answer it very quickly and very fast in your life. In Jesus' name. Yeah, we're going to continue. Yeah, he's saying, Father, the hour is come. Glorify thy Son, that thy Son also may glorify thee. Glorify thy Son, that thy Son also may glorify thee. Now, do you know that just the way you are trusting God for many things, God also wants to trust you. Yeah, just the way you're saying, Father, I'm trusting you for this, God also, I mean, in the same way, God also wants to trust you. Usually, God does not give high glory. He may give some glory. Yeah, but when it comes to high glory or the highest glory, God doesn't give it to people that he cannot trust. Yeah, that is why God takes time to test Christians. Yeah, it takes time to test Christians. Yeah, to see if they really qualify for the glory he planned to give them. If I can use that word, give them. Yeah. So the question is, can God trust you? Can God trust you that you will always obey him? Can God trust you that you will always do his will? Can God trust you? Can heaven trust you that you will not feel Him, that you may not feel God. Yeah, can God trust you with the lives of millions and billions of people? Can God trust people's lives into your hands? And, you know, and be confident that you will not mess up, that you will not abuse those lives, that you will not take advantage of those people. Yeah, God is looking for Christians he can trust. If you have won his trust, or let me say, if you can win his trust, there is nothing God will not be able to give you. I'm telling you the truth. There is nothing he will not be able to give you. Yeah, and there is no glory he will not be able to reveal through your life. So I'm asking you again, and heaven trust you. So you are going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, walk on my soul, walk on my life, walk on me, and transform me into that person God and heaven can trust. I believe you get the prayer point. The Holy Spirit, walk on me. Walk on my heart. Walk on my soul. Walk on my lifestyle. Walk on my character. And change me into that person God and heaven can trust. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. So Holy Spirit, transform me into that person that God can trust. Transform me into that Christian, into that believer that God can trust. Transform me now. Transform me now. Transform me now. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray. Break me down and mold me into the person that God and heaven can trust. Holy Spirit, walk on me in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Walk on my life. Walk on my character. Walk on my nature. Walk on my personality. Walk on my lifestyle. Transform me into the person God can trust. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. Obedience to instructions. Obedience to God's instructions. Obedience to God's word, to God's will, to God's voice is very important to glorification. If you are not obedient, he will not glorify you. So look at the life of Jesus. The Bible says he was obedient to death. He was obedient to the point of death. Even though at the point he was going to resist. But yet, at that same point, he surrendered. He said, Father, I wish that this cup passed over me, but not my will, but yours be done. He was obedient. He was obedient to them. Yeah. And that was why God couldn't stop himself from glorifying him. God brought him out of the grave with great glory and power because he was obedient. Are you obedient? Because simple instructions you cannot do. Simple instructions you cannot obey. And you want glorification. How is it going to happen? So you are going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, create in me an obedient heart that obeys God always, that obeys God's voice, God's word, God's instruction, God's warning, God's correction. Create in me an obedient heart. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Before you fast and pray for glorification, for elevation, for greatness, for prosperity, have you fasted and prayed that God will create in you an obedient heart? Have you received an obedient heart? Because that is the key to greatness, to lasting greatness. An obedient heart is the key to lasting greatness, a greatness that will last forever. An obedient heart is the key to prosperity that will last forever. The Holy Spirit creates in me an obedient heart that obeys God always, that obeys God's voice, that obeys God's word, that obeys God's instructions, that obeys God's warnings, that obeys God's commandments, that obeys God's correction. Holy Spirit, create in me such heart. Take away every rebellious heart from within me. Take away every rebellious heart from within me. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We have to pray. Also, there are battles you must conquer for the glory of the Lord to be revealed from the midst of your life. There are battles you must conquer. I personally, I have fought all kinds of battles. and are still fighting. And all those battles, they don't want, I mean, those battles I have fought, and the ones I'm still fighting now, they are against the manifestation of the glory of the Lord from within my life and destiny. Yeah, so the kingdom of darkness, they hate to see that glory manifest. They know the kind of glory that God wants to reveal in my life and through my life. And they hate to see it. They don't want to see it. So they don't want it to happen. And they are using all the powers they have to fight me. And the same thing applies with you and every other Christian. Yeah, there are battles that will confront you to stop the manifestation of God's glory from within your life. And if you don't conquer those battles, you cannot manifest God's glory. Yeah, and there's no way you can cut corners. If you cut corners and then somehow you found yourself at the top, those battles, they will show up at the top, and they will bring, and that, you know, those battles will bring you down. I don't know if you're getting my point. If you don't fight and conquer the battles now, and somehow you just maneuver yourself and get to the top, these battles, they will come for you at the top and they will bring you down. Yeah. And that is why you hear of some people, they became great for a short time, and after that they dropped down. They lost the greatness. Yeah. So you're going to pray that God will empower you to fight and conquer the battles of darkness that are against the manifestation of His glory in your life. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Father, empower me now to conquer completely all the battles of darkness that have confronted me, to prevent your glory from being revealed from the midst of my life. Empower me now to conquer them all. Open your mouth and pray like that. Pray. Continue to pray. Say, Father, empower me. Empower me to fight and overcome all the battles of darkness that are coming against me to prevent the manifestation of your glory from the midst of my life and destiny. Empower me now to crush them. Empower me to conquer them all. In the name of Jesus. Empower me now. 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 In the name of Jesus. Father, empower me. Thank you, Lord. Empower me. Empower me to win. Empower me to overcome battles of witchcraft, battles of demons, battles of principalities that are confronting me to prevent the manifestation of your glory from the midst of my life. Father, empower me to conquer them all. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. Amen. We're going to pray several more prayer points before we round off the session. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the hunger of God destroy powers of darkness that have been following me from the day I was born into this world, to stop the glory of my life and destiny from manifesting. To let the hunger of God consume them now. Open your mouth and pray. Vizeneshtele pangashakalaga. Nenejetegeshtelebala. Nisazdashta. Thank you, Lord. Meshtene hektubalaga. Continue to pray. In the name of Jesus, let the hunger of God destroy powers of darkness, spirits of darkness that have been following me from the day I was born, to stop the glory of my calling and destiny, the glory of my life and destiny from manifesting. Let the hunger of God waste them. Let the hunger of God waste them. Thank you, Lord. Let the hunger of God waste them. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Let the hunger of God consume them. Ancestral demons that have been following me from the day I was born to prevent the manifestation and fulfillment of the glory of my life and destiny. Let the hunger of God consume them now. In the name of Jesus. Let the hunger of God consume them. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. Amen. We have 6 more prayer points. If you read verse 4 of that John 17, verse 4 says, I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the work which thou givest me to do. Yeah, you can see. It said, I have glorified thee on the head. I have finished the work which thou givest me to do. Yeah, 2 things are there. Number 1 is, he glorified God. And number 2 is, he finished the work God gave him. Yeah. Well, we're going to pray. What kind of life are you living? Is your life glorifying God in the head? Or are you one of those people that says God only look at the heart? God does not look at my actions. I don't even know how they say it. They say, I love God in my heart, even though I may do some things that are not very okay. Yeah, are you among those people that dress seductively? And then you say, God knows that in my heart I love Him, so the way I dress does not matter. Yeah, you are deceiving yourself. The way you dress is an expression of who you are in your heart. Yeah, the actions you take, the kind of words you speak, they are all an expression of who you are in your heart. So there is nothing like, I love God in my heart, and my actions could be sinful or lustful or seductive. There's nothing like that. Yeah, if you love God in your heart, you have to show it with the way you live your life, with the kind of people you mingle with the kind of friends you keep. Yeah, if you really love God, it has to show in your lifestyle. It has to show your character. Yeah, so you're going to pray. We have to glorify God. How is God glorified in your wrong attitude, in your wrong character? How is God glorified in that? So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, help me to glorify you in the earth, in this earth, through my lifestyle and character. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Continue to pray. Say, Father, help me to glorify you in the world, in this earth, in this world, in this dark world, in this evil world, in this polluted world, in this dead age. Help me to glorify you through my lifestyle and character. Help me, Father. The lifestyle of some Christians is so irritating and so stinking. Say, Lord, help me. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. We have 5 more prayer points. And then the second thing Jesus said was, he said, I have finished the work. The work which thou givest me to do. Yeah, as I said before, he was praying that prayer while he was already close to his death. But we here, we are not yet close to our death. Yeah. So the question is, the work God has given to you to do for Him, are you doing it? How much of that work have you done yet? How much of the work God has given to you have you done? So you are going to pray. Begin to say, Holy Spirit, empower me and strengthen me to do the work God has committed into my hands and to finish it well. To do it well and to finish it well. Open your mouth and pray like that. The Holy Spirit, empower me, strengthen me to do the work God has committed into my hands well and to finish it well. It is one thing to do the work of God. It is another thing to do it well. The Holy Spirit, empower me, strengthen me to do the work of God in my hands well, the work of God in my house, in my family. And if you are a parent, training your child in the way of God is a ministry. Training your children in the way of the Lord is a work from God, is a ministry, is a calling. So are you doing it well? Are you doing it well? Your parental assignment from God, are you doing it well? Pray. Say, Father, empower me now. Lord Jesus, empower me now. Holy Spirit, empower me now to do the work you have committed into my hands. To do it well and to finish it well. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. We have 4 more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, disconnect me from every friendship and relationships that will not allow the glory of my calling and destiny to be fulfilled in the earth, to manifest in the earth. Lord, disconnect me from such friendships. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Father, disconnect me from friendships and relationships that are against the manifestation of the glory of my life, calling, and destiny. Friendships and relationships and partnerships that will not allow the glory of my life, calling, and destiny to be fulfilled in the head. Father, terminate those friendships now. Terminate such friendships. Terminate such relationships. Terminate such partnership. Now, in the name of Jesus, anybody I am connected to that will hinder the manifestation of the glory of my calling and destiny in the earth. Father, disconnect me from them now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we are prayed. Amen. We have three more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, by your mercy, do something new in my life that will change the face of my life into the face of glory. I will say, Father, do something new in my life that will change the face of my life into the face of glory. In other words, appearance of my life, that will change the appearance of my life into the appearance of glory. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray. Continue to pray. Say, Father, do something new. Do something new. Do a new thing in my life. A new wonder. A new miracle in my life that will change the face of my life. That will change the appearance of my life into the appearance of glory, into the appearance of your glory. Do that new thing right now in the name of Jesus. Do that new thing right now. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We have two more prayer points. You are going to pray. One of the things that hinders the manifestation of God's glory is idolatry. You are worshipping another God. You are serving another God. Yeah, and a lot of things can become an idol in your life. Yeah, idolatry is not only when you go to the altars of God, of goddesses, the altars of demons and bow down your head. No, I mean, idolatry is not only that. Idolatry also involves anything that has taken over the place of God in your life. And in your heart. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I pull down any idol that has taken over the place that belongs to God in my heart, in my soul, I throw them down right now. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. As your job taking over the place of God in your life, as money or the desire to make a lot of money, as that desire taking over the place of God in your soul, begin to pray. Say, I pull down every idol every idol that has taken over the place that belongs to God in my life, the place that belongs to Jesus, the place that belongs to heaven in my life, in my heart, in my soul. I pull them down from that place right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. Now, the last prayer point. You're going to pray. You must have a consistent prayer life. For you to become anything great in God's kingdom, or for you to become great in this earth through the operation of God's power, you must have a very consistent prayer life. There is no other option. If your prayer life is not consistent, it will be difficult for the glory of the Lord to be revealed through your life. So you're going to place your right hand on your hand. You're going to say, "Fire of the Holy Ghost, baptize me now and enable me to have a consistent prayer life. Enable me to have a prayer life that is real. Enable me to have a prayer life that is consistent." Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. "The fire of the Holy Ghost, baptize me now. Baptize me now. And enable me to have a consistent prayer life. Enable me to pray always, to pray without ceasing. Enable me to have a consistent prayer life. Enable me to pray day and night and midnight. Fire of the Holy Ghost, baptize me. Baptize me and empower me to have a consistent prayer life. Empower me to have a prayer life that cannot fail. Empower me to have a prayer life that cannot fail. Empower me to have a prayer life that is victorious. Empower me now. In the name of Jesus, Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. I'm going to pray for you now. Raise up your right hand as I pray. Father, we thank you for you are so faithful. Thank you for your presence in our midst. Thank you for great things you have done. Thank you for great things you're doing right now. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for mighty things you're about to do in our lives. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. We thank you because you have heard our prayers and you will answer them. Thank you, Lord, because you will not fail us. You will not let us down. Thank you, Father. I ask that you show mercy on everyone here and help them according to the multitude of your mercy. In the name of Jesus, find a place for them in greatness. Find a place for everyone here in greatness and glory. In the name of Jesus, I pray for you that from this day onward, success shall always be your portion. In the name of Jesus. And everything you do shall succeed. Everything you lay your hands upon shall prosper. In the name of Jesus. The gates of hell that have been fighting against your life, calling on destiny, I shut them down right now. In the name of Jesus. From today onward, fulfilling your destiny, fulfilling your divine purpose shall become too easy for you. In the name of Jesus, you shall grow from strength to strength. You shall move from glory to glory. In the name of Jesus. Henceforth, you shall no longer be a slave to sicknesses and diseases. You shall no longer be a slave to demonic captivities, to witchcraft captivities. In the name of Jesus, the hand of the Lord shall help you. In every area of your life where you needed help, the hand of God shall come to help you in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for I know you have answered. In Jesus' name, I am free. Amen.